Hey, Robert.
Hi, Josh.
Listen, I know you're not a big fan of country music. I know. I understand. Okay, and I'm not a big fan of country music myself, okay? But yesterday was 420, and this is Willie Nelson, Roll Me Up and Smoke Me. Okay. It's holiday appropriate, okay?
Sounds like something Edward Abbey would have had done.
Yeah, maybe. I can think of a lot of guys who probably would have had that done.
Mm-hmm.
Rolled up and smoked. Yep. Anyway, we're not here to talk about rolling up and smoking. We're here to talk about fishing. This is the Area Fishing Report for April the 21st, 2022, featuring your favorite and mine, Mr. Robert Lukowitz, the manager right here at Fish and Frank's Bait and Tackle Boutique in beautiful Port Charlotte, Florida. I am, of course, his flunky and typer boy, Captain Josh Olive, here to write down the things that he says so that if you prefer to read them instead of listen to them, you can do that too. Both of these, of course, available only on the Fish and Frank's webpage at fishandfranks.com. Robert, okay. How you feeling today?
Not bad.
Not too bad?
Not too bad.
Not too froggy?
Not too froggy.
You don't seem too froggy.
When do I ever?
Do you think you have enough energy to do this fishing report today?
I will fake it as best I can.
All right, good, because we got a lot of places
the
to go
part,
through.
Not the stories of the places.
Well, naturally not. Nobody thinks you're faking that. If you were faking it, it would sound much better.
Probably.
So we got a lot of places to get through. This is a big harbor. We're going to start, as we always do, with the Peace River, Harbor Heights area, and upriver along with Shell Creek. What have you heard this week, Bob?
Couple of snook. That's about it.
How far up?
Navigator. But mostly a few on Shell Creek.
Navigator.
Hasn't been super wonderful up there yet. We need some rains to start in about a month or so. Probably closer to a month and a half.
Yeah, we'll see. Oh, we had a little bit of rain the other day.
Yeah.
Not nearly enough.
No.
Now we're having some wind. Isn't that nice for a change?
A real peach.
Okay, let's slide on down a little ways to the Darce Park boat ramp area, the I-75 bridges.
Same thing. Few snook. Heard of one redfish. One black drum, and the guy caught an actual couple whiting over there.
Oh, okay.
So, gotten a few reports on whiting this week, which is impressive.
Overall, would you say that this is what you expect to see in this area right now, or is it is it low-key for what you normally would see?
No, it's about what you would expect. You know, that place is much better in, like, December, January, you know, really cold. Cold time of year.
Okay. Very average for this time of year. All right.
It perks up when we get a lot of rain and that river flows a little bit for some reason. All those fish move up there for a little while and then disappear again.
Down along the river we go, all the way to the 41 Bridges and Power Pole Park.
Well, let's see. You got some cobia, some whiting, a couple of small mangrove snapper, a couple of black drum.
Big ones, little ones?
Yeah, little ones mostly.
Most of this on shrimp?
There's been also a couple of bull sharks, one Atlantic sharp nose. Trying to think what else. I've had a lot of mixed reports over there this week. Yeah, that's about it that I can think of off the top of my head.
Okay, so shrimp for everything except the cobia and the sharks?
Yeah, pretty much.
And what for the cobia?
Whiting, or sardines, or mullet, any kind of cut bait, really. That's why they're catching sharks. I mean, I'm always going to take mullet with me or ladyfish to throw out there while I'm trying to mess around to catch a sugar trout or a whiting or something.
Now, with the water clarity being pretty good right now, do you think that they're going to shy away from wire leader?
No, cobia are pretty dumb. When they eat, they just eat.
Okay. Pretty dumb.
They are pretty dumb.
I'm not typing that out because that's rude and insulting, and I don't want to be sued by the cobia people.
Really?
Let's jump across to the other side, the Lashley Pier. Earth to Robert.
Sorry, I got
quit
preoccupied.
Quit playing with your girlfriend, and let's look at what's going on at the Lashley Pier.
We got a couple of cobia, a couple of sharks, couple of whiting, and that's about all I've heard of.
Okay. Now, would you say that's average, or is this on the slow side?
No, that's about average.
Okay.
That's about average. That place goes, it's more slow than it is great, but you have moments where it gets steady for a little bit, but there's no reason for it.
Yes. And you can try to replicate those by saying, well, the temperature was doing this, or the water was doing this, or it looked like this on that day, and it doesn't seem to work out.
Nope.
That's a place that's really hard to pattern.
It is.
Unless, of course, you live your life down there, which a handful of people do.
And even they scramble sometimes.
Moving on to the Bayshore Piers.
I got nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing.
No reports. Call the shop if you have any. I'm even going to put the number. Let's see, what is the number? 625-3888. Yeah, if you didn't know the number, 941-625-3888. Easy enough to remember. Now, I stop over there sometimes on my lunch break, and I have seen some people fishing out there.
Yeah, I've seen a few people over there.
But I have definitely not seen anybody catching.
I haven't seen anything posted. I haven't seen anybody catching anything. Nope.
I think it's just a little slowish.
It is.
All right. How about the Port Charlotte saltwater canals?
Been some snook, a few jacks, miscellaneous varieties of juvenile tarpon.
Just kind of popping up wherever they pop up?
Yeah. Yeah, there's no consistency or rhyme or reason to it.
Okay. Popping up wherever. Anything else going on in here? Sharks?
Nope.
Mayan cichlids?
Yeah, there has been a couple of oddball bull sharks being caught in there.
Last week we had a bunch of Mayan cichlids being caught way up in the back. Anything on that?
No, I haven't heard anything. I'm sure that probably hasn't changed, but I haven't heard anything to say yay or nay.
But you're right, nothing's really changed on conditions. So.
No. Still windy, still hot, still no rain.
Okay. Here we go to the other side, all the way to El Jabin Pier and Boat Ramp.
Right. El Jabin Pier.
And Boat Ramp.
Let's see, we've gotten some snook, some juvenile tarpon, mangrove snapper.
Big ones, little ones?
Small ones.
Small ones.
Couple of small palm sharks. Size. Yeah, just small guys.
Okay. Shacks, you say?
Yeah, a couple small sharks.
Bull sharks? Black tip sharks?
Bull sharks, mostly.
Okay. Any of those cobia like we had on the other side, or not so much over here?
I haven't heard of any cobia over there. Not off of El Jomine.
That's kind of odd. Okay. We'll make do with what we've got.
Right.
All right. Coming down to the mouth of the Myakka River, the cutoff cattle dock point, tippy canoe, and the 14-foot hole.
Been a few cobia scattered throughout that area. A couple of small sharks, black tips, bull sharks. And then there's been some snook and a few redfish up inside the cutoff. They're pretty shrunk, but everything's shrinkable.
Hey, y'all know how this goes. We're over here at Fish and Frank's World Headquarters, so sometimes Robert has to answer customers or talk to people or stuff like that.
Right.
You know, just interrupts your fishing report briefly.
It does.
But it's okay. You're going to put up with it because... hey, where else are you going to get a fishing report this good, right?
Right.
What are we using for bait for those snook and redfish? Are we on artificials, or are we still using natural bait, and is it shrimp, or is it white bait? Got to have white bait, right? Can't catch fish without white bait, right?
Right. Most people are catching them on white bait and shrimp. A few guys have been throwing some artificials.
If you're going to throw an artificial over here, what are you going to toss? You going to throw soft plastics, hard baits, what you like?
I would try some topwaters first, and then I would also throw mostly soft plastics, either the paddle tails or the jerk baits. Okay. Those would be my two choices.
All right. I can dig that.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go on over to the South Gulf Cove canals. What do we have going on in there?
There's been some cichlids in there, tilapia and lions. And then I heard of a couple small snook and one juvenile tarpon that a gentleman hooked off of a seawall over there. He was playing around while they're building his home. So he was kind of excited to know that there's some tarpon in there, which is always cool.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if you're not expecting it.
You should have been expecting it.
Eh, if you're new to the area and you don't know any better.
No, I get it.
That's what it is.
I'm just saying he should have expected it because he should have been reading the fishing report.
Uh-huh.
I mean, if you're going to move here and you're going to fish, then...
But we haven't had anything on Gulf Cove, so even if he was reading it, wouldn't have said much.
Hey, it says right here, 317.22 might jump a juvenile tarpon. That means there have got to be tarpon in there.
Yeah,
come
that's
on.
True.
Okay. Read between the lines, buddy.
Right.
Now, if you happen to not realize that there were juvenile tarpon in here and you thought, wow, that's a cool thing, I'd like to go catch one, what would you suggest throwing to give yourself an opportunity to maybe catch one?
Anything small. They're tarpon. There's no explanation for that other than you just try everything. You know, those juveniles are evil.
I don't think they're evil.
They're evil. They will wear you out mentally when you try to figure it out.
But is that really evil, or is that just them doing
evil.
Their thing? I think they've been doing their thing for a long time.
Oh, they're pretty evil.
Evil.
They are.
Okay. The west wall and the creeks. Blow down oyster, trout creeks, and any other creeks you might happen to find over there.
A lot of snook. Quite a few redfish. All along the bushes and up in at the mouths of those creeks. And then out on the bar, you've got cobia. Been an occasional tarpon, but not very many. And a variety of sharks, mostly on the smaller stuff, black tips, bonnet heads, baby bull sharks, etc. Shrimp's one of the best things over there, but also cut bait is working really well on some of those bigger snook and on the redfish.
Okay. How big a piece of cut bait do you want?
I would use at least golf ball size or better just to help reduce your catfish catch because they've been fairly abundant over there. Don't want to throw anything too small. Try to avoid those hard heads anyway. At least the sail cat fights a little harder.
Yeah, a sail cat's easier to avoid the stingers on.
Yeah, if I'm going to deal with a catfish, I would rather deal with the sail cat. Just more fun to catch.
Yeah, I usually grab them by hand. And I tell you, I would rather grab 10 sail cats in a row than grab one hardhead cat.
I'd have to agree with you on that.
They're just, you know, it's something about that slime, too. The sail cats have more slime, but a hardhead cat is slipperier. It's harder to get your hold on to. It's harder to get a safe grip.
It's like dealing with a buzzsaw.
Yeah.
About as much fun as juggling chainsaws, anyway.
I've never tried juggling chainsaws. You know, I can't juggle, and it's actually one of the biggest regrets I have in my life that I didn't learn how to juggle at an early age.
Really?
You know how many times juggling would have come in handy in my life?
No, I have no idea. Probably not at all.
Well, maybe from your perspective. From mine, it would have been an amazing skill to have.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you're never too old to try it.
I feel like I really screwed that up.
Wow.
You got to take your opportunities when you can.
Was that back in the day when you were trying out for Barnum & Bailey?
Moving on, Cape Hayes and Muddy Bay.
They got those little red noses over at Walgreens right now.
I still have mine from last year.
Oh, okay. Good. Cape Hayes has got some bonnet heads, some other sharks, Spanish mackerel, a few ladyfish, and some cobia.
Well, you just got everything over here.
Yeah, it's been kind of decent over there. Especially catching that hard outgoing tide in the afternoon seems to be working really good the last several days, if you can get over there with the wind. It's just been cranking all the way across there, and it's been that nice north wind, so it's just blowing right down the pipe. It's awesome.
Yeah. But don't worry, the forecast said that it was going to settle down.
Uh-huh, and then jump up to 80% humidity with no rain.
Yeah. Hey, listen, you can't have it both ways, okay?
Pick one.
And Ralph Allen said in his column that the wind was going to settle down too, so...
I believe him more than I believe the weatherman.
Yeah, well, he said it was going to settle down because it's been so windy that it has to settle down in order for the average to be correct.
The average to what?
To be correct. We need to get back down to the average. The only way that can happen is if the wind stops.
Gotcha.
So it was definitely not wishful thinking on his part or anything.
Right.
How about Muddy Bay? Anything going on in there?
No. I haven't heard anything in there. I'm sure they're getting some snook, but I haven't heard anything to speak of or write down. There's always those hypotheticals.
Right. But a hypothetical is just about useless. I mean, for hypotheticals...
It's a great way to...
I could just sit here and type this out. Just look at what happened last year.
It's really easy to come up with hypotheticals because it would always end in an argument.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Like hell.
Moving on to Bull Bay, Turtle Bay, and Gallagher's Cut.
How many times do you have a hypothetical conversation with your wife?
Listen, I was just having an argument with you to prove my point.
Uh-huh. How'd that work out for you?
It ended in an argument.
Uh-huh.
Now you're mad at me. For nothing.
Yes, I am.
It's like I have two wives. All right. Bull Bay, Turtle Bay, Gallagher Cut.
Oh, let's see. Lots of snook. Lots and lots of snook, actually. Been a few redfish.
Hold on, though. These snook that you claim that are in here. Bless you, sir.
Thank you.
How are we going to go about targeting these fish? Are they big? Are they little? What are they eating? What do they want? What's going on here?
All of the above. They're catching them on white bait, some shrimp, cut bait, some bigger ladyfish, pitching them up underneath some of those shacks.
Whole live ones?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Then they're getting freight trained by the occasional jewfish that's underneath those shacks. But... you know, there's been some pretty decent fish in there. And there's also been an assortment of sharks of assorted sizes up to like 6 foot. Bulls and black tips and bonnet heads mostly. It's kind of weird to see several black tips just moving in.
How about the trout?
I've been a couple short ones in there, but nothing special.
And the redfish?
There's been a few redfish in there. It's not gangbusters, but they're definitely catching them as bycatch with the cut bait and the shrimp up under the bushes. It's just happening, you know.
But they're not on fire.
No, definitely not.
Okay. Made multiple typos in that. I'm going to fix that now before I forget. I forgot to fix my typos last week.
Did you?
I did.
Why'd you do that?
Because I'm an idiot. And I had to go back in and fix them later.
Oh, okay.
And my text just disappeared on me. What's going on over here?
It just happens.
Okay. Bear with us, folks.
Okay.
Okay, there we go. That'll work that way. All right, let's move out into open water, Cape Hayes, and Danger Reefs.
Let's see, they're getting Spanish mackerel all over it. There has been a couple of short cobia. And some sharks. Haven't been setting the world on fire with any snapper or anything else there, but at least the Spanish have been cruising all over the place.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Take what we can get. Gasparilla Sound and the Tailing Flats.
Spanish mackerel, sharks, that's been kind of out on the edge in that 4 to 6 feet, even all the way out into the center of the channel, really. And then snook and redfish up all along the bushes.
Do we have any trout out there?
I haven't heard of any. I'm sure there probably is, but I just have not heard of any.
Ladyfish?
A few. I mean, you'd have to ask Mike about that one, but I know he's been working hard at trying to find them.
Yeah, he hadn't been catching that many.
No. No.
Not nearly as many as he wants to, I can tell you that.
Right. Frozen bait would be better.
Yeah, he just refuses.
I know he does.
Flat out refuses.
He's just stubborn that way.
Well, it's the same reason why it's hard to sell somebody a lure that isn't their favorite lure, isn't their favorite color, mm-hmm. because they fish it for a little bit, and it doesn't immediately catch a fish, and so they proclaim that it doesn't work.
Right.
And he's had the same problem with frozen bait. It's not that he hasn't tried it, it's just that he didn't give it a real try.
Right.
You know? Put it out there, it didn't work. So, gave up immediately. That's fine.
What it is.
Listen, everybody does it their own way, and sometimes that's just how it is.
Yeah, I know.
Let's slide on over to Placida, the pier, the trestle, the Coral Creek Pier, and Gasparilla Pass.
Oh, let's see. You got some sheep's heads still lingering around over there.
Has anybody told them what the date is?
Yeah, they've told them.
Okay, so we have sheep's heads.
And then there's been some snook at night.
Okay.
A few sharks.
A few sharks.
And then the snapper and whiting and Spanish mackerel.
Okay, do we still have the dolphins hanging out?
Oh, yeah, plenty of those. I don't think they're going anywhere. I really don't think they'll be going anywhere at all. Not anytime soon, that's for sure.
Bummer.
Yeah. Yeah, that's going to be an ongoing issue for many, 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 many more years, I think.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because if you watch, they're training their little ones to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, take me up to Lemon Bay, Stump Pass, Red Bug, Lemon Bay Park.
Let's see, we got... I haven't had anything, honestly, up there. There's nothing going on that I've heard of. I mean, I'm sure they're catching fish up there. I just haven't heard anything.
That's fine.
I had a customer that was complaining about the lack of grass in a lot of the areas that he's been fishing and how slow it's been this year for his normal trout and snook.
That's no surprise, though.
No. No.
So if you've heard nothing from Lemon Bay, you probably have nothing from the Anger Pier either.
The Anger Pier, I got Spanish mackerel. A gentleman in the other day that caught several Spanish mackerel off of there. He saw a couple guys catch a couple small mangrove snapper, some pinfish, but he tried fishing on the bottom and only caught a catfish, so he just kept casting spoons and catching Spanish mackerel for fun.
Okay.
He kept two for dinner, but he just had a fun time catching them.
That is fun.
Yeah. The right tackle, it's a good time.
Absolutely. All right. Heading way, way up north to Venice Jetty's Sharky's Pier.
Spanish. Spanish. Even more Spanish. And then the jetties have had some sheep's head and some snook moving out there.
Good numbers of sheep's head?
Not good numbers, but decent numbers. Still fishable.
Fishable.
Yes. Still worth targeting.
Fishable least. Numbers of sheep's head.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's not too bad.
They got a bait they prefer up there right now?
Crabs. If you want sheep's head. If you want the Spanish mackerel, just a plain old spoon. Nothing special.
I accidentally typed carbs.
Yeah?
Yeah. People are going to be up there trying to use mashed potatoes to catch
great.
The sheep's head.
Yeah, instant mashed potatoes. That way they harden up around the hook.
They're going to blame you when it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm. It's all right.
Okay. Heading out into the deep, deep water.
I got nothing recent. Several days old is what I've got.
Okay.
Cobia. 100 feet of water around whale sharks. Let's see, we got red grouper and bigger mangrove snapper, 80 to 110 feet of water with a few yellowtail snapper also.
I'm still trying to type whale sharks.
Yeah.
Settle down. Say that thing again.
What?
Say the thing again that you just said.
Red grouper.
Listen.
Mangrove snapper.
Okay.
A few yellowtail snapper.
In 80
and
feet.
Some lane snapper.
See, I couldn't remember which all snappers you were talking about.
In 85 to 110 feet of water.
Fine.
Yes. You set yourself up for it and you would have done the same thing. In a heartbeat.
Anything else out here? Kingfish jumping? Anything else going on?
There's been some kingfish out there and some Spanish out there. But the kings have been very sporadic. And it was only one day of fishing from two different people, maybe three different people that I got this week because it was just too blooming windy. And of course, I had that picture that I sent you this morning of that giant blue runner.
Yes.
I was kind of sure, but only honestly about 25% sure.
Well, because you just don't usually see a 3 to 4 pound blue runner.
Well,
it's,
and
it's
the
not
thing
normal.
That was, the thing that was bothering me, I couldn't tell if that was a shadow going across as an eye guard or if that was actually like a really faded out eye guard.
Right.
You know? So it was confusing me. But yeah, you definitely, I've never seen one that big. I mean, pound and a half.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
You know? And then I'm like, not a rainbow runner. I have no idea what this is.
Nope, not a rainbow runner. Rainbows are real long and skinny.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when you look at it, you think, you know what? Blue runners can grow to 11 pounds. So let's compare this to what one of those little jacklings that you catch that are like 10 or 12 inches long looks like compared to, you know, a 10-pounder, a fish that's halfway to, you know, pretty much full adult size. And then it makes a little bit more sense.
Right. It was still, I was only about 20, 25% there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's cool.
It is. It is super cool.
Put it back out there for bait. See if you can catch a 110-pound kingfish.
Right. That would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
One record for another.
Uh-huh. More likely just get the tail chopped off by a cuda.
Yeah, exactly.
That'd be it.
Exactly.
Alrighty. So it's too windy to fish offshore. I guess we'll move back in and check around the passes. You got anything for Punarasa?
No.
No reports.
And no.
No and no? Nothing
no
for
no.
Redfish Pass?
Nope.
No reports.
Should okay. start getting reports next month for that, though.
Okay.
And then Captiva Pass, some tarpon. A few snook. A couple of sharks, assorted sizes. And that's about it.
No Spanish?
I didn't hear of any Spanish down there. I'm sure they're there because they're all throughout the next area we're going into. The next several areas we're going into, they're scattered, but I just didn't get any reports for them. I'm in there. That's normal, though.
Yeah, but they have to be there.
Sure, so they have to be there, but...
We'll put that they have to be there, but that you haven't heard it.
Yes, there you go.
That's how... There's just sometimes when it's gotta be.
Yes.
It's just gotta be.
Yes.
All right. Now the big one, Boca Grande Pass.
Lots of tarpon.
Now, last week we said tarpon are hit or miss, but they're moving in and out, and a few have been caught. Has that changed?
Yeah, that full moon dumped a whole lot of fish in there. Whole lot of fish. So, let's see, it was Sunday and Monday. Some pretty darn good reports. One of our customers, him and his brother, did 11 fish in the air, and I think it was 3 or 4 to the boat.
Ooh.
And then... The next day, I think they did 6 fish on and I think 2 to the boat. So, and then I've had other customers have been hooking up and people are talking about people hooking up. So, lots of tarpon in there.
Now, if you're going in there tarpon fishing, what you're going to use? How are you going to do it?
Shrimp be one of my main choices. Crabs, if you can find them. And then squirrel fish or pinfish would be my other two options. And then I'm just going to try to do a controlled drift while, you know, casting them out and letting them slowly sink down, or use a conventional rod with the old live bait type setup.
So you're going to use some weight then?
Yeah, definitely. Gotta use some weight because that current's cranking with that moon.
Even with the crabs, you're going to use weight?
Yep.
Okay. I'm
still going to use it.
Okay. What else we got going on here? If tarpon aren't your bag, baby.
Spanish mackerel. There has been a few sharks of good size. Haven't heard of the snapper. There was a gentleman that I was trying to explain to him and his wife how to go out there and fish for them, but never heard back to see how they did. And then they've also been getting some sheep's head right there along the shoreline and around the oil dock. Not too many, but a few. I'm trying to think what else. That's about it. Most guys are fixated on the tarpon there.
Yeah, I understand it. Did the kingfish move out of here?
I haven't heard of any in there. I'm sure there's still a few around with the way they've been just off the beaches and stuff, but just haven't heard. Usually the guys catch them while they're trying to fish for the tarpon, but I haven't heard of any hooked.
Okay. Dig it. All right. Matt Lachey Pass.
Some Spanish mackerel, a few sharks, and then some snook and redfish along the bushes, but I haven't heard of any great stories about it, just a couple miscellaneous things.
Well, that's a bummer.
Yeah, it is that time of year, though. In between Easter and May 1st, we always kind of get that real weird lag time with customers and stuff like that, because a lot of people are heading back north or packing up to head back north, so they aren't giving me as many consistent reports.
Right.
Plus, you add the weather into it. That helps.
Yeah, and then you've got that span where I know a lot of folks who are taking vacation right now. You know, they've had a busy season, and they want to take a little bit of time off before it gets too hot, so
yeah,
they're off doing some stuff.
There you go.
And for some reason, it seems like when people fish, normally they don't fish when they're on vacation.
Right.
It's weird.
I don't blame them.
Even if they stick around.
Yeah.
You know, they stay in the area, but they don't go fishing because they're on vacation.
Nah, I'd have to go fishing if I was doing that.
Yeah, people are weird.
Yeah.
All right, Pine Island Sound.
Oh, let's see. Spanish mackerel scattered. I mean, 2 feet of water all the way out to the middle of the channel. Assortment of sharks, a few different tarpon, most of them on the mediocre side, but a lot of them moved to those passes, so there aren't as many cruising. And then you got a few trout out there mixed in with those Spanish mackerel in that 4 to 6 feet, even 8 feet of water. One guy got one in. And then the snook and redfish mostly up against the shoreline.
Okay.
It's pretty good down there.
It's,
I'm sure it's nice and milky right now with that wind.
Almost always pretty good down here.
Mm-hmm. It's because the grass is still pretty good down that area. But it's starting to have issues from what I've been told by several people.
Oh, it's definitely starting to have issues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See it down there with Mike?
Yeah. I mean, we don't have the loss like we have up in the harbor. Yeah. But we do have loss.
Yeah.
There's definitely some loss happening. All right, Jug Creek Shoals and Bokelia.
Spanish mackerel. A few sharks. And that's really about it.
Nothing from the pier? How's the bait?
There's quite a bit of bait down there, but most of it's on the smaller side.
Too small to net?
Yeah. I mean, some guys are still throwing on it, but those are the same guys that kill it all and then complain that there's no bait around.
Yeah. Too small to realistically net without making ugly Christmas trees.
Yep. Pretty much sums it up.
Okay. Burnt Store Two Pine.
Some snook, a few redfish up along the bushes, and then along the bar there's had been a couple of cobia, a couple varieties of sharks. That's about it.
Tarpon moved out of here?
Yeah. Yeah, majority of all those fish are pretty much out in the pass right now. Just a few spots that are hit or miss.
Okay, the East Side, Keys, Cormorant, Back Bay, Sneaky Creek, and Pirate Harbor.
Lots of snook around the little islands. Been a few decent ones, especially as you get more towards that middle southern end, close to Pirate Harbor.
Middle southern end.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know,
I don't feel like I can type that out.
Half a mile north of Pirate Harbor.
Okay, perfect.
Somewhere in that area. My brain's drawing a blank as far as what the island is right there.
That's okay. Most people wouldn't know the island name anyway.
Right.
So a half mile north of Pirate Harbor is better directions.
Sounds good.
Than the middle southern end.
Yeah. A few sharks on top of the bar, a few cobia. And that's about it.
And the tarpon are gone from here, too.
Yeah.
Alligator Creek, Poacher's Cut, and Skating Rink.
Just been a few jacks, a couple juvenile tarpon, and a handful of small snook coming through there from Burnt Store Isles down through the canal system, or the Alligator Creek system. Hasn't been gangbusters in there at all.
Well, that's better than last week.
Yeah.
I mean, last week was nothing. The week before that was pretty slow. The week before that was quiet. So, this is an amazing report compared to what we've had.
Right. Not surprising.
Ponce de Leon Park.
Yeah. Let's see. I got nothing there.
No?
Nope. A couple guys have been shark fishing there and getting broke off, but I haven't heard of anybody land any.
Well, that's not good.
No. Most everybody fishes there with too big of baits and too inconsistent.
All right. The PGI canals and Elizabeth Park and the Barge Canal and the PG Nature Park.
Small snook, a few juvenile tarpon, mangrove snapper, and some black drum.
Biggins, littleins, mediumins.
Mostly biggins. 30 to 50 pounds. They're just not those great big schools that I've heard of. At least nobody's talking about them anyway.
So we'll call them scattered?
Yeah.
Okay. Alrighty. How about the best spot we always have every single week, the Gilchrist Pier?
One little bull shark, actually. And two whiting. Same person. They were over there looking for cobia. I guess I should include the couple of catfish they also caught.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So one bull shark, two whiting, and how many catfish?
They said several. They didn't specify.
Several. I mean, yeah, compared to what we've been getting, since there have been no reports at all out of here, then, you know, this, again, is an amazing report.
Right.
So.
That's not too bad.
All right, Gator Creek Reef, a.k.a. the Concrete Reef, the One Mile Reef, the Charlotte Harbor Reef, the 41 Bridge Reef.
Spanish mackerel.
Yeah?
Yeah, on the very southern end. Been a few cobia around it. A couple of sharks. And that's about it. One guy went diving out there the other day and speared a couple sheep's head and got three anchors. Kind of funny.
don't know if I'd want to dive that.
I don't know if I would either, but he says it's nice to dive at this time of year because it's clear. But he said it's just amazing how many fish he sees versus how many fish he can catch when he's rod and reeling it.
Yeah.
I said, well, you don't think that has anything to do with the pressure on it?
Yeah. Yeah. Nothing at all.
Nope.
Nothing at all.
Yep. Yeah.
Probably wouldn't help at all if you went out there and chummed.
No.
Or if you went out there and fished, you know, like at dusk after everybody's been gone for hours.
Yeah.
And chummed. Yeah, that probably wouldn't. No. Nah. There's probably no fish out there.
Yeah, probably.
Forget it.
Don't even bother trying.
Yeah, I don't even know why I said it. 20-foot holes.
Been a few Spanish mackerel out there, a few cobia, an assortment of different sizes and styles of sharks.
Nice.
Yeah. Other than that, nothing else. No tarpon.
No tarpons.
Nope.
Okay, how about the bait? We had lots of fry out there last week.
Let's see, there's white bait out there around the markers. The mouth of the river, the Myakka River anyway. And then there's also been some stuff on the west wall, or not the west wall, I'm sorry, east wall, closer towards Pirate Harbor. Kind of a hopscotch of it out there.
Mm-hmm.
Most of it's been small, though. And of course, you got the Charter Hawks out there blocking. It's kind of entertaining. Just surprised nobody's boat has been sunk yet out there. Or somebody's zip-tied to one of the channel markers out there. That would be entertaining.
It could happen.
Yes.
It could happen.
It could.
All right, so what did you say was in the Myakka? Mouth of the Myakka? More white bait?
A little bit of white bait over there, but not a lot.
Like in the 14-foot holes area?
Just all around there. Nothing, nowhere specific.
Scattered around the mouth.
Yeah. Nobody said anything specific over there, but it's just over there.
Okay. Not much bait out at the beaches?
Not that I've heard of.
Okay.
I'm sure it's been there, because it was there all last week, but just haven't heard anything.
Dig it.
And it's the same thing. It's small stuff mostly, unless you get there really dark 30. You go right up against the beach complex. It's all small. If you take your time looking around, you'll find some bigger stuff, but it's a lot of work. I don't mind looking for about a half hour for white bait, and then I'm done. I'm over it real quick.
Well, I mean, you're wasting fishing time.
Exactly.
Time to make something happen.
Do something.
All right. Freshwater canals, creeks, ponds, and lakes.
Mostly there's been some bass on shiners, and then a handful of guys have been catching the tilapia and Mayan cichlids on little minnows. But that's really about it. And it's just been in the Port Charlotte and Northport canals mostly. One guy said he found what he believes is a motorcycle out there in that lake out there off of Yorkshire.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It was hard for him to tell, but the water was pretty clear, and he said it looks like a motorcycle. He was calling the cops, but they didn't get there before he got bored and left.
Gotcha. All right, the tarpon reports.
Oh, Boca Grande. Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much your best bet. But in the next couple days, I think that some of those fish will branch off a little bit into the intercoastal and the beaches. But I honestly think, like, if I was going to go look for tarpon, I would start at Gasparilla Pass because chances are I'd be going out and putting in there at Eldred's. And then I would look for them along the beaches, down to Boca Grande Pass, and if that looks just no fun, I'll go down to Captiva. And then work my way back up the intercoastal and just do that big circle. That would be my best bet if I was going to go look for them, just because I know they're all throughout that whole area.
And the juvies?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not going to waste my time with that one. That's going to be up in the canals, mostly in Port Charlotte and a few in PGI. But you're better off hitting yourself in the toe with a hammer.
But you're better off hitting yourself in the toe with a hammer.
Yes.
Big hammer? Like a planing hammer? Or no, what kind of hammer are you going to use here?
I think a little finishing hammer, because it's more direct on each toenail.
Gotcha. Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Well, that brings us full circle. That's kind of the end of this. That's the last of the places that we needed to check. So yeah. I think that's kind of the end of this show.
Okay.
So do you have any final words of wisdom? Anything that you'd like to relate to people? Anything that you feel like you need to tell them before we let them go?
Take advantage of any day that it's not windy and go fishing. That's about it.
That makes sense. And listen, I know you guys have listened to us for a lot today, but if you want to listen to us more, Robert and I are on Radio Waterline every week, and you can listen to that on Saturday mornings from 7 to 9 on Kix Country 92.9 FM if you're in the area. If you're not in the area, you can, of course, listen live on the iHeartRadio app. Easy enough to find that radio station. And if you don't care about live, well, hey, you can always listen to us on the replay, which is on RadioWaterline.com. And we have not only the current show, but also years and years worth of shows. We've been doing that show for 8 years, and we've got lots and lots of them out there. So if you just can't get enough of Robert and me, there's plenty of us to go around.
Yes.
Absolutely. I think that kind of wraps us up. We really have nothing left to say except one thing, and that's say goodnight, Robert.
Goodnight, Robert.